Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes past 5 p.m. Tim Convy joins us from the morning show on Y98. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm all right. Any of you guys have about six friends text you to make sure you were still alive today?
Why?
I did. Because Tim Conway died. Comedian Tim Conway died.
Gotcha.
So I guess a few people, when they first heard it. So yeah, I have a long storied history of being mistaken with Tim Conway. The first TV show I ever worked on, I was in college as an intern. I was so excited to get my first credit. It was on an MTV show. And jokingly, a lot of people around there called me Tim Conway. So they put my name in the credits and they put it in correctly, Tim Convy. And the executive producer, who's this big legendary, he reunited Kiss. He's this big legendary MTV producer, knew my name, knew what he thought was my name. So thought he was doing the intern a huge favor by at the last minute saying, no, it's Tim Conway. Because jokingly, that's what a lot of the PAs and stuff called me. So my first television credit is as Tim Conway.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Did you do Dwarf on Golf?
Did not. But every open micer thinks it's hilarious to bring me on stage as Tim Conway.
Try being Dave Glover. Danny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, this was kind of funny. Nick works out at Innsbruck, and my band's playing the Summer Breezes. Mm-hmm. And so there are like five different bands playing, and it's like Trixie Delight. There's Kelly Wilde, you know, looking like Kelly Wilde. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of my V-neck pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick said it was so hard for me because he did it. To not put a picture of Danny Glover. I thought that would have been really funny.
Even when I wear the DGS t-shirt, I told you I was going through security at an airport somewhere and they were like jumping me from one of them. They're like, come on, Danny Glover. Come on, Danny Glover.
That's great. Can we start with something kind of semi-serious?
Sure.
Okay. So as you guys know, I'm not a social media guy. I don't understand it anymore at all. But a very, very credible, decades-long PhD, go-to expert on sex, a sexologist, like a real university professor who has done most of the work on like gender dysmorphia and things like that, was kicked off of Twitter for 24 hours because someone said, oh, well, bottom line it for me. What's the deal with transgender people? So he gave his PhD level doctor opinion and talked about gender dysmorphia and talked about there are two different kinds with men and two different kinds with women and this and called it a mental disorder because he believes it is, and Twitter kicked him off. Now, you can disagree and you can think that's very like unenlightened old school medicine, but I'm not a fan of like kicking people off.
Yeah, that's not hate speech.
No.
Exactly.
No. And if we can know, I mean, are we really to the point where you can't have a conversation? Yeah.
Yes, we are, I think.
Yeah, you can disagree with it. You can disagree with a doctor's opinion and say, I don't believe it's that, but I don't think it, I mean, I'd have to read it to make sure that there's not like, you know, derogatory statements and, you know, hateful sentiment in there. But if it's what you just said, it's not hate speech.
So the doctor said the sex of a post-operative transsexual should be analogous to a legal fiction. This legal fiction would apply to some things, like sex designation on a driver's license, but not to others, like entering a sports competition as one's adopted sex.
Ta-da!
Man, I'm about to get kicked off the radio for some of the stuff I've said about that.
Mm. And that's weird because that is a really important dialogue that's going on right now, especially as it, you know, pertains to the competition. Joe Rogan just did a big thing on it, and people aren't shutting
him
down.
And this guy has never been known as any sort of hateful.
Right.
He's you know, he is a big advocate for sex reassignment surgery. He's not someone who says, like, you're born a man, you're a man. He's like, yeah, get sex reassignment surgery and live your life the way you want to. But he's a doctor and says, this is a condition, and here are the hallmarks. Now, again, you can disagree, but it just, I just, I don't, it sends a chill up my spine that people are just summarily kicked off.
Mm-hmm. Question, does Twitter say anything like, here are the grounds that we kicked you off on?
I listened to a 3-hour podcast, Joe Rogan, with Jack Dorsey, who is real creepy. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, and he's very strange. Although he listens to the show. Hey, Jack. But it was with he and his
hey,
attorney.
Jack.
And it was just like, they do have rules.
Okay.
And they're policing millions and millions of people. That has got to be really difficult. But it also seems like they're going to apply them the way they want to control the speech that they want to reward.
Yes. And Twitter, by the way, there's full-blown pornography on Twitter. I mean, you accidentally click the wrong thing and there are porn stars on there who are like, here's a clip from the latest this. I mean, it's so that's wild to me, too, that stuff is policed. It's very strange with social media. There aren't laws in terms of policing that stuff. All of those platforms just kind of decide what they want to do, and it's tough. And certainly there's a lot of inconsistencies. One day it's this, one day it's that. It's weird.
I'm also curious whether it all goes back to him, or is there a committee? Is there two people? You know, who decides that?
I also, if it does go back to him, I agree with what you're saying. I don't want to live in that world either where they're policing that. But at the same time, part of me goes, he invented it. It's his thing. He can do what he wants.
Well,
and
if,
as much as we all talk about, you know, free markets and all this other stuff in here, you know,
well,
there is an argument for
business. I mean, it's still his. Just like Facebook is, I mean, we can all hate it.
Right.
But Zuckerberg can still do what he wants with it.
But there's a real conversation now that I'm not informed enough to have, but I see the headlines, a real conversation's about regulating them as like they regulate us.
I just feel like Twitter can't win because I've said before, I follow about 50-50 people on the left and the right on Twitter, and the way they take on different content, topics, it feels like we live in two different worlds, one of them being what Twitter does and does not ban. Because you see the conservatives railing about, I've been banned for this, I've been banned for this. This seems like a really crazy thing to get banned over. Twitter deemed his comments as hateful, which I don't see anything hateful. That maybe you could say the words legal fiction is hateful, but you have really thin skin.
But that's a legal term of art.
And you have very thin skin at that point, if that's what you want to point out and say was the hateful part. But then people on the left are like, look at all this stuff that never gets banned. You let Nazis on this site. You let all this go on. You let death threats happen.
Yeah.
There seems like there's no really good system.
Yeah.
It really does seem like they're just picking and choosing.
I mean, a corporation is a legal fiction. Like that's a term of art. And in this, what they kept saying was, what you really get chastised for or kicked off is repeated attacks on a person.
Mm-hmm.
That if you say like transgenders are blah blah, it's not good. But if I say like Tim, the transgendered person, you blah 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 blah, and Tim's like, please don't, and I keep doing it, that's when they say they step in.
And that seems fairly reasonable.
That seems fairly reasonable.
Yeah, but not
bullying,
the case.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and being transgender is part of the DSM. That's like all of the list of
mental disorders.
I don't
think it is anymore, is it? I thought they took it off.
According to this article I'm looking at, it is still categorized.
Okay.
And when Mike Mahan was on with us about a year ago, he was saying it is still categorized as such.
You said it was pulled off Twitter for 24 hours. Did they take it off and then say, oh, wait, it's okay, and put it back on? Do you know?
They did, but I don't think they gave an explanation.
Huh. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I
don't
know.
They did. They apologized to him for shutting him down.
Oh,
Twitter
okay.
told the psychiatrist, Twitter takes reports of violations of the rules very seriously. After reviewing your account, it looks like we made an error.
Hmm.
Oh, so somebody just complained.
Yeah, so let's get mad at whoever reported that as hateful, because like I said, you have extremely thin skin at that point.
That's my worry, is just that there is such a zero tolerance. Like AOC is fighting with Joe Biden today about climate change. And I understand saying things like, there's no middle ground on this. I mean, that's something I've probably said. But that has become like the mantra.
Mm-hmm.
That look, there's just no middle ground. There's nothing there's no debate here. And I don't think that's ever really true.
It's manipulative speech. That's part of an ultimatum, right? Like, we can't compromise. You have to come to my side. You are inherently wrong. And by trying to compromise with me or reach an understanding, there is no understanding. I am right and you are wrong. That's just manipulative.
Yeah. If you're not battling by my side, then you are on the other side.
Yeah.
And I will not listen to you because you're evil.
But you bring up a good point. I think people, like, let's say whoever was on the committee to take this doctor's Twitter down, they probably thought, okay, this has been reported. He's using the word transgender. I better just go ahead and ban it and be safe rather than leave it up. Because if it's reviewed and it turns out that I'm wrong and it is hateful, I'm going to get fired.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to do the politically correct or the safe thing and just take it down, and we'll have my manager look it over later. Because we're all so scared to make decisions for ourselves or to use any sort of judgment. It has to go through everybody else first. We all need each other's approval.
Don't you think that in general, we are dumber than we were 10 years ago? If only in the way that we no longer debate each other.
I think we're dumber because we all consume propaganda and we don't realize that we're consuming propaganda. We see something on the internet and we consume it and we don't realize that it is a manipulation.
And not even on, I mean, like, news is opinion now.
Yes.
That's true.
I mean, if you watch, not just to pick on NBC, but to me, I will pick on NBC. I always thought of NBC as being like the gold standard. Mm-hmm. If you want to just get the news, just go to NBC, watch the nightly news, and you'll get the news. I don't know when that changed, but news is now opinion. There's no longer just, here's a fact. It is so clearly an attack on someone.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5:30 DGS. Tim Convy hanging out with us. Happy Tuesday. Less than 100 tickets left to DGS 5, which is a week from Thursday. Tim's going to be there. We're all going to be there. Comedy, music, just should be just a ton of fun. 700 DGS fans.
That's crazy. I love it. This is my first one. I'm genuinely really excited.
You're going to have a good time.
They are my favorite things ever. They are just, it's just a blast. They're just so fun.
And you know what? I need to clarify something, because we have talked a lot about, with Ryan and others, like, oh, it's so dirty, and it just, you know, here's the thing, and I swear this is true. This is not like, hey, let's be as dirty and raunchy as we possibly can at all. I don't think that's funny. It's just that we operate under the FCC guidelines, and I'm pretty cussy, as most of us are, and we are just us. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, how many times can we say the F word or something. It's not like that. It's just that this is us really uncensored.
Yeah. Right. It's not the other side.
No,
Dave Glover, like, you've never heard him before.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I finally had that conversation with my wife. I said, hey, you know, this might be a little blue material, and she's like, I'm not afraid. I've seen Bob Saget.
Well, and she's seen dirty.
Yeah. And I laughed because I first thought, oh, Bob Saget, oh, wait. Yeah. He's really turned the corner.
Oh, God. He's always been like that, right?
Well, that's kind of his thing now, and it's a little bit like...
I think it was his thing before Full House,
too,
when he would do his stand-up, and then he just happened to...
And he leans into it now because there's such a...
Yeah. Rich, can I out you, please?
Uh-oh.
For what?
She's like, day three now, full-on talent chair, the Mark Close chair, and like you kill what you eat, you're only as good as what you say on the air, and I look over, and she is straight up just looking at kitty pictures. Just from one to another, there's a tabby, there's a Siamese.
It's the aw subreddit. It's kittens and puppies. There's just a lot of cats on there today.
I love it.
They're cute. Go check it out.
Her defense is that she's looking at the awe subreddit.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's sensible.
Well, who among us doesn't have a couple of tabs up?
If not now,
right?
When, Dave? When?
Will Wiggins be showcased a lot next week at the...
If he has anything to say about it, he will.
That's what I'm afraid of.
We're letting him in?
He'll just get up on stage and laugh at himself.
It's a solid fear, Tim. Solid fear.
He was really cracking himself up in the 3 o'clock, and we're like, we can't tell if you're lying.
Disturbingly so.
Or joking.
You guys.
It's confusing.
This morning, hours ago, I was passing through the room out here, and Ryan is sitting at a computer with his headphones on, editing something, which I'm sure was him.
Of course.
His own bit.
Nothing else is
and
funny.
And he can't hold it together.
Yep.
He's sitting there editing. All I can see is the sound file, and because he has his headphones on, and he is like, just like.
What was it?
I mean, he is just cracking himself up.
Was it the it's thing not you played act. For us?
He does it all
no,
day long.
No, that was
long.
A different thing.
He cracks what himself up all day long.
I'll have to bring it in tomorrow.
Was it you?
Go ahead and say
yes.
It.
Yes.
Well, of course it was.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It was so
and it always
funny.
Will be.
Yeah.
You want me to read this story and get a ruling from the room?
Sure.
News story out of Florida that's getting national attention today. A Florida attorney could be facing charges after posting a video on social media. This is an interesting headline. Showing him kill an animal. That's one way to report it. So this guy is on his boat, and apparently he was 20 miles offshore when a stowaway raccoon crawls up from underneath the boat and they shoo him off the boat. And he said, his quote was, knowing how raccoons can be rabid and unpredictable, the only thing we could think to do at the time was to get him off the boat.
So, to shoo him, you mean throw him off the boat?
No, they just kind of like,
get out of here.
Get out of, like, get off the...
So they and dumped him off the... Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
He
and
went
then,
overboard.
Yeah. Yeah, it went overboard, and then you can see it swimming in the water as the last
That raccoon
view.
Was taking
I don't know,
asylum.
I think Sue's siding with the people here.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I wanted to know. Should this guy be charged with...
Well, aren't raccoons kind of mean and nasty sometimes? Can they hurt you?
Uh-uh.
Yes.
They're not?
Really?
Yeah.
I can't tell if he's being serious.
Yes,
he's
raccoons not. Raccoons can be dangerous, yes.
Yeah. How did he get caught? Did you say there was a video?
He posted the video.
Oh, he did? Just like, you're not going to believe this. Yeah. A raccoon hopped out, and now people are upset. Yeah. I mean...
He murdered an animal.
Would anyone here have done things differently? And if so,
sounds
what
like
would they
Sue
have done?
Would.
I'm, of course, hardcore, and I would have put him in, like, the lifeboat and
sent
him right over the side and attached him to my
Where's
boat
the lifeboat?
And taken him along with me.
Giving him a
there's
sailor
not
hat?
A there's
yeah,
not
probably.
A lifeboat.
Why?
It's not that big of a boat. It's a little boat.
Sue's like Pocahontas in her raccoon.
I'm going to try to save the raccoon, but I don't know how.
There's not a lifeboat. There's not a... That's not a thing.
What if the raccoon was coming for you, though, Sue?
Oh, he's gone.
So if he's got a bad attitude, he can
but
die.
If he's if he's nice,
I'm with you. If he's a sweet raccoon, I'll let him hang out. But if he's gonna shiv me, no.
Knowing raccoons can be rabid and unpredictable, the only realistic option we could think of in that moment was to get the raccoon off the boat.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get him back in the wherever the area, but I can't see
this
myself.
Is like the easiest thing in the world. I mean, if it's a puppy, it's one thing. If it's a raccoon. Not that raccoons don't deserve to live, but they can be nasty. They can have rabies. I'm not taking that chance.
And you're in the middle of the ocean, so any type of weird interaction, I mean, you want to end that as quickly as possible.
I get it. I totally get it. I'm just saying I'm kind of, I would probably, I'm thinking, Crash, do you think maybe I could put him in that preserver?
See, like here, like there's the, I mean, it's not a big boat at all.
Yeah.
You're...
What if I put some saran wrap underneath a lifeboat or like a
this
life...
is a lot of
is he gonna cooperate?
If he got on the boat and had a puzzle in front of him that he had to figure out a way to get, then fine. But chances are he's out there and he goes,
"Oh my
god,
is this a cartoon raccoon we're talking about?"
Yeah, if you throw a raccoon in the ocean, it's going to be immediately eaten by a shark. We all know that. There's no pain in it.
So
it's no
big
Florida deal.
So the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is looking into this, and they're doing an investigation. And this guy could face charges up to animal cruelty charges.
Oh, I don't think that'll happen. That won't happen.
They say a quote from the agency says it's still too early to speculate as to what violations took place in this incident. However, the FWC would like to state that we believe these vile acts of animal cruelty have no place in our state or anywhere else.
Wow, that's...
These people are just, by the way, don't listen to anything we say ever. Because even if you're with Sue and you're like, find a way, whatever, the statement that it's a vile act of animal cruelty is absurd.
If we were on our boat and there was a raccoon on it and my wife or kid, they would be screaming, get it off, yes. Get it out, like, get it out. Like, there wouldn't be a debate. It would be like, we got to get this thing off of here.
I have a kind of related question. Last night, Nick and I were flipping around, waiting for the hockey game, and Hellfighters, John Wayne, 1967, was on, and it is like comedy. It's so, like, there's no, like, blatant, that I recall, racism, but it's like men are men and ladies are ladies and blah, and it's a bunch of guys and they're Hellcatters and they fight oil fires. So it's very 1967. In 1967, I'm not sure one person flinched, but there's this new move to ban things. Mm-hmm. So Kate Smith, obviously, they took down her statue. Not playing her anymore at these games. Song of the South, clearly gone.
Yep.
Now they want Scarlett O'Hara.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to
Why do they want to ban Vivian Leigh?
Because of the slaves.
That movie.
Oh, just the movie.
Just because the fact slaves that were depicted in it.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
So that's my question, is that are we going to lose a century of movies?
Ugh.
Because they represented their time.
Yes. Why can no one see that?
And if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
Exactly.
Or if you want to go back like Nick and I did and watch a John Wayne movie from 1967 and go, holy crap.
Right.
Look at this. How things have changed.
Especially adult films like that. I mean, there are cartoons where you get, okay, you know, cartoons are for children and there were some hugely racist things in them. And maybe we remove some of those from circulation. But things like that, you think the people watching them have some level of perspective.
Why? Okay, so Gone with the Wind, fine. If you want to say it's problematic or whatever, the way slaves were depicted, whatever. Hattie McDaniel played Mammy, and she won an Oscar for her role in that film. It was the first time an African-American ever won an Oscar. Isn't that something to celebrate?
That's a really good point.
So are you going to erase that achievement?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Rachel. I don't think I knew that.
I think it's just I'm not trying to be whatever. I truly think it's anything that has subject matter that makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Here's a weird thing. I have a friend who's...
Oh, my God, he's talking.
No, this is real. I have a friend who's
How would we know that it's real?
His last name is O'Hara. He named his daughter Scarlett because he liked the movie. And he's very, very liberal. My mind, when you start telling that story, goes to him because, obviously, liberal guy, African-American guy, named his daughter Scarlett O'Hara. He obviously had no problem with it. So who out there really is having this problem that we have to get rid of the movie? Yeah, I mean, that's amazing to me.
And how do they have the pull to do it?
Yeah, they don't, do they? I mean, we're talking about a small section of Twitter, sensational, whatever, right? I'm hoping this isn't a real thing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's people with too much time on their hands because we have real issues happening in 2019 now that should probably be addressed. Yeah. But it's easier to just be like, I don't think we should watch
When I watched my beloved film noir, men did mostly work. Women were secretaries. You know, that was life. And sometimes it can be so over the top that you're just like, wow, I can't believe this really was the way it was. But it was.
And it's important to remember that is the way it was.
It was.
Not every woman was a secretary, but a lot of them were. We didn't have the options then that we have now. It's important to remind ourselves of that and see how far we've come.
Yeah, and doesn't that prove how far we've come? When people would tell you that we're no better off than we were 70 years ago.
You know what? Maybe that doesn't fit certain people's agenda because a lot of people would have you believe that we haven't come far at all and society is just a complete cesspool.
And just because Katharine Hepburn plays Spencer Tracy's secretary in some movie doesn't mean it's not a good film.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that the whole film should be thrown out because gender roles are being stereotyped.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1943. I mean...
No, we put everything through today's filter.
And we try to make everything perfect right now, which also, you change that stuff, you also lose the hope that things are going to change and, you know, progress and get better.
And just because Katharine Hepburn might have played a secretary in a film doesn't take away from the fact that she was a badass. She was playing a role in a movie. But if you read about her life, she was a very independent, self-sufficient woman. I don't know. This is just nuts.
And if you do a movie where the woman's the boss in 1943, it's an ironic movie.
Yeah.
Because it didn't happen very often. But that's because that was real life back then. It wasn't because they were trying to be a-holes. That's just the life that they were living.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't change shirts.
Yes, you did. You changed
shirts. You totally did and took off the hat.
I like this one. I haven't seen this one. It's a good
it's
one.
It's new today. Yeah.
What is it? Oh, Camaro.
What does that mean?
What does Camaro mean?
It's
tell
Italian.
Me about that.
How many shirts do I bring a day?
Like 7.
You show
He's
up with that
He's got a little
many?
Dresser over on his side of the office.
I do.
Why?
Because I am a girl. Because I'm fickle.
I don't and know
I'm
any
like,
girls who do that.
I'm nope. like, this shirt doesn't look good. I'm going to change it. And yeah.
So how many times will you typically change?
3.
Without fail. How often do you just show up and leave in the shirt you...
Once or twice a week.
Really? You'll just be like, I'm sick of this. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with a clean, fresh feeling or anything like that.
That too. Huh. Like the other one was a little bit gamey. I used my boyfriend Tony's Men in Speed stick.
I heard that. I caught that. Yeah. So. I have no problem with that, by
Good.
The way. Yeah.
Yeah, where are you on the dirty scale?
I'm not quite where you are. The deodorant thing, I don't even think twice about it. I would lend someone or borrow someone's, don't care. But the like eating out of trash cans and stuff,
so
I can't.
So did your Mizzou experience make him more dirty?
It toughened me up, yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, that frat house, my mom wouldn't visit. She would cry.
I've Ooh. Heard. I've never been, I mean, I've been in a frat house, but I haven't been like in one in recent since I was that age. But I hear they're disgusting.
It was remarkable. Now, I've since been to the same frat house, and it's like a palace now. But when we were there, it was, I mean, it was
like
really
not
bad.
Cute. Like, just
no,
really.
Disgusting.
The dirtiest thing that I ever dealt with on a daily basis was our bathroom when I lived in the dorms at SA. We had suite mates, so there was 4 of us. I mean, you didn't touch.
It must have been hard for you.
You didn't touch a wall. I mean, you didn't touch anything.
Tony.
I mean, the shower was the grossest thing you have ever seen. And
I bet that's why you flunked out.
Anything. Yeah, that's why.
I'll bring some pictures in. I mean, it was just food, the bathrooms. I mean, just food all over because they were also the sinks that everyone kind of uses. It was repulsive. But yeah, so
did you have fights?
I have a pretty high threshold.
Like, dude, clean up after yourself.
No, because it was the actives and then the pledges. So the pledges were responsible. But if you would have months at a time where there weren't pledges or there were 2 pledges, so things got out of control.
Did you guys see where a frat got in trouble for hazing a dog? They made it do a keg stand.
Oh.
Swear to God, it's on Drudge.
You should do
Bunch
that.
Bunch of idiots.
That sounds like something. That sounds like exactly what college is all about.
Did the dog get
that
into
hurts
the
a dog
frat?
Though?
Was he initiated?
That's way worse than shooing a raccoon off your boat.
Yes, amen.
Way worse. Beer's bad.
That sounds kind of awesome. Dog doing a keg stand.
God.
All right, Wiggins.
Can you imagine if Wiggins had pledged your frat?
It wouldn't have happened. I'm just going to tell
like,
you right now. That ain't happening.
He wouldn't have lasted
very long. Chug. Is it lap?
Cracking himself up.
What kind of rich school did you go to where you had bathrooms that you only shared with 4 people? Because I had to share with like 10 people.
We had suites.
Yeah.
We had the whole floor in 1 bathroom with 2 stalls. One of them didn't have a door. So it was always funny when you walk in, a guy decided to take a dump in that one.
You sure this wasn't prison?
Yeah. Where did you go to school? I don't remember being able to get out except
Menard.
For exercise time.
Yeah, where'd you go to school?
SIUC at that time. I went to
E
also.
SIUE, and that's the fancy school that I...
How is school
I wasn't there long,
that
but
bad?
I was there.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, man,
to
the dorms that I lived in are no longer there. They were that bad.
Wow.
Do you know where the towers are, the famous towers at SIUC? These were.
I know all the famous stuff at SIUC.
Do you?
No.
No. Not a clue what you're talking about.
If anybody is from Southern Illinois,
the famous towers.
They know the towers. These were worse than the towers.
They're right up there.
The towers are so bad that nobody even.
The famous towers are filthy?
Nobody even lives in them anymore because they're that gross. But they can't tear them down because they're huge. They're huge structures.
Everybody talks about them.
And everybody talks about them all the time. The
whole community would be crushed. They'd be chaining themselves to those towers.
The old Wiggins Towers.
Oh, yeah.
Good news. The keg stand dog is fine. His name is Buddy.
He missed class on Monday, but
he's okay. And lots of people want to adopt him. So
okay, good.
He transferred to the Teaks.
Yeah. My earliest memory of my dog is my dog getting drunk. My dad spilled a beer and my dog drank it.
He had drunk off one beer?
Yeah, she was stumbling around all over the place. Yeah.
What a puss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.